Joni Mitchell is widely considered one of the most influential songwriters of all time, a folk legend who crafts timeless songs with evocative, soul-bearing lyrics and sophisticated musical arrangements. Her music is deeply moving and made a big impression on many of the creative individuals we've hosted over the years as part of KCRW's Guest DJ project. We've gathered some of their stories for this special edition of the show, starting with actress Megan Mullally of Will & Grace fame. She chose the title track of Blue, which has been called the greatest relationship album of all time.
I was very young when I first heard this, 12 or 13, that tender age. And I remember I had a record player, and I would put this record on after hours when I was supposed to be sleeping, and I'd put it on very low. I think it was at the end of side two, and I would lay in my bed and just think, okay, here it comes, here it comes, here it comes, here it comes. And then when this song would come on, I would just go into a trance state and be teleported away from the cares of prepubescence. This was the first song that really made me have to stop and think, like, what the hell is she saying? What are these lyrics? What's going on? And I found it all so moving and ephemeral and mysterious and beautiful, and I think it was the first song that had a major, major impact on me. These waves, acid, booze, and ass,
needles, guns, and grass, lots of laughs. When you were a kid listening to the song on your record player and sort of dreaming of future activities, did you see yourself as a singer primarily, and where did acting fall into that?
I never thought much about acting. I started out singing, and I sometimes have said that I came out of the womb in a top hat and top shoes, which there's an element of that, except I would say a very sensitive top hat and a very delicate pair of top shoes. I always loved sad songs the most, and I like to sing them and work through my emotions by singing them, and I still do that. Here is a shell for you. Inside you'll hear a sigh, a foggy lullaby. There is your song from me.
Best-selling author and humorist David Sedaris is known for his sardonic wit and keen social observations. He takes us back to when he discovered Joni Mitchell for the first time in the mid-70s with the album Hijira.
I went off to college, and I made friends, and they all listened to Joni Mitchell, which wasn't the kind of music I ever listened to. But this was my sort of introduction to her, and I guess it just spoke to me at the time. I was maybe 20 years old, and it's an album about constantly moving and traveling. And Joni Mitchell she's not just traveling, she's moving through a series of relationships. And I had never had a relationship at that point. I mean, I longed to have one. And all my ideas of how that relationship would be came from this album. And I hoped that when I had a relationship, it would end poorly and I would be hurt and devastated and create art from it. Plus, I was hitchhiking across the country, you know, and I was staying in cheap hotels. So it was sort of like such a young person's sort of romantic young person's life. But I had everything except the person to be romantic with. And I think Joni Mitchell made me realize that something was missing. And she made me want to hurt. I listened to this record. I put holes in this record just over and over and over and over again. And I still think the writing on that record is really good. You gotta hand it to Joni Mitchell. But you know, I'm so glad to be on my own. Still somehow the slightest touch of a stranger can set up trembling in my bones. I know gonna show me everything. We all come and go unknown.
A native Canadian, Joni settled in Southern California in the mid-60s, becoming one of the most iconic figures of the SoCal singer-songwriter boom and helping to define an era. Award-winning director and L.A. native, Lisa Cholodenko felt she captured the time perfectly.
Court and Spark was one of those records that you never forget. I was like 11 or 12 when I was exposed to it, and I just immediately kind of fell in love with Joni Mitchell's voice and vibe. And when I think about that song, I realize that it was the first time, having grown up in L.A., that I could feel a sense of place where I was raised. I had never really thought about it in a contextual way, like what is Laurel Canyon and who lives up there, and had any kind of fantasia about it. But this record, and particularly this song, really kind of just galvanized this thinking, this kind of meditation on place and on time. I really felt the spirit of the time that it was recorded, which was the mid-70s, and, you know, how people behaved and what the kind of zeitgeist was. He's a real good talker. I think he's a friend. Fast tires come screaming around. Still no buzzer, they roll on, and I'm waiting for his car on. It always seems so righteous at the start, when there's so much laughter, when there's so much spark, when there's so much sweetness in the dark, waiting for a car.
Actress Jamie Lee Curtis also grew up in Los Angeles, and felt a strong connection to Joni's work, especially the track California, which kept her going through a difficult time in her life.
I went for my senior year of high school to a prep school in Connecticut, and I was a girl from Beverly Hills. I had frosted hair, chemin de fer, bell-bottom jeans, little French t-shirts, no bra, corkies. And I walked into the dorm in this prep school, and there was a girl sitting in straight leg cords, Brooks Brothers striped shirt, down vest, Monet Love Knot earrings, plaid ribbon in her hair, duck boots, smoking a Marlboro Red in the lounge of this dorm that I had just arrived in with my trunk and my glasses on top of my hair. And this girl was smoking a cigarette, and she took a drag on her cigarette, and she went, "You Tony Curtis's daughter?" And I looked at her and I went, "Uh-huh." And she went, "We heard you were coming." And from that moment, I was miserable. I was so homesick and I couldn't come home. And Joni Mitchell's California, I played on my stereo in my room over and over and over again. It was my connection to my home, and I can't tell you what it did to hear that song when I was so far away from home. Oh, it gets so lonely when you're walking and the streets are full of strangers. All the news you read just give you the blues. Just give you the blues.
Even though Joni embodies California to so many, her fellow Canadians proudly claim her as their own. We revisit the folk singer's 1970 classic album, Ladies of the Canyon, with our final guest, comedian Martin Short.
I'm a huge Joni Mitchell fan. She's a Canadian artist from Saskatchewan, the province of Saskatchewan, and of course I'm Canadian. The song is Joni Mitchell's For Free from her album, Ladies of the Canyon. It's an amazing song. It's just, you just listen to the lyrics and you're taken right into the story of her basically seeing a husker on the corner playing his clarinet, and she starts reflecting on how much she gets paid, how much attention is given her fabulous life, and yet she's hearing a guy playing what she thinks is just equally, or if not better, music, and yet no one's stopping to pay attention to him.
Now me, I play for fortunes and those velvet curtain calls.
Is there something about Canadian music that those of us in the U.S. might miss?
for years I was always asked, why are there so many people in comedy from Canada? And I used to think, well, it's the arts have no border. And I did acknowledge that maybe the Canadian sensibility is looser, or we're like the middle sibling of three kids, and you know, you've got the elegant kind of Hugh Grant England, and you've got George Clooney to the south, and we're kind of maybe a little overweight, but still we're hip and we can make fun of both of you. And so, but in music, I really think doesn't really have a tremendous border. I think Joni was came from folk and then went into rock and then and jazz, and I think that her music was borderless.
For free, I meant to go over and ask for a song. Maybe put on a harmony.
Thanks so much for listening to this special edition of the Guest DJ Project. To hear the full Guest DJ sets from the contributors to this show, go to kcrw.com/guestdjproject and subscribe to the podcast through iTunes.